This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Art Williams could be described as an artist and a con, a love star of sun, a thief, a thug, and also a true craftsman. He may be the best counterfeiter of modern times. Art Williams experimented, tinkered with, and improved all the methods to counterfeit the 1996 New Note, which was supposed to be the most secure currency of all time. Produced a bill that not even some Secret Service currency experts could detect as fakes, produced about $10 million worth. Jason Kirsten has now written a book about the man who began in a tough neighborhood, printed and spent millions, and is now in an even tougher neighborhood, a federal prison. Mr. Kirsten's book is The Art of Making Money. Jason Kirsten joins us from our studios in New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
It's my pleasure.
Art Williams was, I think it's safe to say, had a miserable childhood in what can be a tough neighborhood, Bridgeport on the southwest side of Chicago.
There's no question about it. That really started when he was about 12 years old. Prior to that, they were in the suburbs of Chicago, and a childhood that wasn't quite so miserable, but quickly on its way becoming so, mainly because of his father was a criminal himself, and then eventually abandoned his family when Art was 12 years old.
But his mother had a gentleman caller known by the name of Da Vinci, who took an interest in him.
Yeah, that was his street name. Da Vinci is a nickname Art gave him when he learned that Da Vinci was a counterfeiter. And he learned that because when he had come out of juvenile hall after stealing a car, Da Vinci decided that he would actually be doing the kid a favor if he showed him a real crime, one that took skill and talent and could make real money. It would keep him off the streets.
Mr. Kirsten, help us understand how hard it is to make money.
It's a very grueling process if you're going to do it right. And in this day and age, I mentioned the book, Art is a Dying Breed. He's really one of the last of his kind, people who will go to all extremes to make sure that their counterfeit money is virtually indetectable by the average guy. To make money on that level is a process that takes years. You have to know how to defeat the security measures in the bill. The $100 bill was what Art did. That has the watermark, the security strip, the color-shifting ink. You can't buy these things over the counter. You have to have come up with scams on how to get a hold of this stuff, which Art, of course, was very good at.
I mean, every now and then you're thinking, wouldn't it be easier just to earn the money?
Yeah, well, that's the great irony of Art's criminal career is everyone who met him or interrogated him had said that if he had spent the time and effort in just a regular job as he did making his money, you know, he'd be a CEO of a, you know, Fortune 500 company.
Please tell us about some of the ensuing spending sprees.
Right. Anytime he would do a big deal in Chicago, he would print some extra for himself and his girlfriend, and they would go into a mall and they'd have an organized attack plan where what they were doing was taking his $100 bills, buying something for $10 or $15 and getting back all the genuine change. In a matter of hours, they could take $5,000 out of a mall.
And then they became civic benefactors.
Right. Well, one of the fallouts from buying a bunch of $10 items from a mall in mass quantities is that you get a trunk full of junk. And at first, you know, they didn't know what to do with it. They just drop it all off at the Salvation Army. And then they started really thinking about it, that, well, why don't we start buying items that poor people need? So at least we're doing something good here. And so then they would buy things like baby clothes, items that they knew people were always wanting for. And that became sort of an entity in itself, a part of the crime that they loved because they felt like they were Robin Hoods.
I'm not going to give away the penultimate portion of the book. But let's just say that Art Williams winds up going to prison. And coming out of prison, he has opportunities. But what happens then?
He does. When I first met Art after he got out of prison, I kind of had hopes that he'd become, you know, the next Frank Abagnale, this guy who would take all of his knowledge, his vast knowledge about counterfeiting and how criminals defeat security measures of our currency and how to use for good to improve the currency. And he very much expressed a desire to do this. He wanted to talk about what he had done, and he wanted to talk about the flaws he saw in U.S. currency. And he was eventually hired by a company up in Rochester, New York, called Document Securities, to give speeches for them and also a consultant on some of their security measures. And he ended up giving one speech to, I think it was about 400 law enforcement officers, a lot of them federal. And apparently this speech was just a massive hit. They just loved it. He got a standing ovation. And, of course, all the time he was telling me that this was the way he wanted to go, he wasn't satisfied with the money he was making. And he had bills and he had four kids to support. And that was his justification anyway. But he had done a couple print runs on the side, and that eventually led to him to get captured again.
Mr. Kirsten, based on everything you learned about Art Williams and counterfeiting, is it easier or harder these days because of various technologies?
People like Art, a lot of agents have never even met someone like him because they're too busy chasing teenagers and college students looking for quick spending cash. That's easy to do. You know, run off a couple $20 bills, but you'll get caught very quickly, probably within a week. But the new $100 bill is supposed to have some really, really advanced security measures, way beyond what even the 96 note did. Space age stuff, things called microfibers that will literally project an image that looks like it's floating above the surface of the bill. And when I heard about that, I had to tell Art about it. I said, Art, you hear about this thing they're doing? I mean, what would you do with something like that? How could you ever possibly figure that out? And he says, oh, that sounds tough, Jason. That sounds like really weird. He says, but you know what? There's always a way.
Mr. Kirsten, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Jason Kirsten, author of The Art of Making Money.